The next patient is Elisa Dupre. The last name is DupreY. 76-year-old Hispanic female with history of diabetes mellitus for more than 20 years. The patient has been on insulin, and at the present time, she's taking 17 units of Novolog prior to every meal, and receives 60 units every day. The patient has remained with elevated blood sugar. The hemoglobin A1C is 8.5. Period. The patient has shown a persistent deterioration of the kidney function. In 2022, the patient was placed on Jardiance, and we have noticed that there is a decrease in the proteinuria. In the comprehensive metabolic profile, the serum creatinine is 2.6. In July it was 2.1. In July it was 2.1. So there is a progressive deterioration. The patient has a BUN creatinine ratio that is elevated. For that reason, we are going to use the furosemide just three times a week. And we are going to take the liberty of adjusting the Treceva to 35 units in the morning and 30 in the afternoon, with a total of 65 units. The diet was emphasized. The husband understood the need to make the changes. Number two. The patient has a CKD that is stage 4 and has developed anemia. The recommendation is to provide iron, one tablet on daily basis, since the iron saturation is decreased. Following number, the patient has a history of hyperlipidemia. The total cholesterol is 140, the HDL is 33, the LDL is 82, and triglycerides 156. This hyperlipidemia is under control. Following number, the patient has a history of meningioma that was excised not too long ago at the Lakeland Regional Medical Center. The patient has lost the vision in the left eye, and she has a tunnel vision in the right eye as a consequence of the excision of the meningioma. The patient has involuntary movements of the head most of the time. Following number, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease that is compensated. Following number, history of osteoporosis that is treated by the primary. We're going to reevaluate the case in 3 months with laboratory workup. The most likely situation is that this patient is going to need a renal replacement therapy. I invested 10 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup, 25 minutes with the patient, and 7 minutes in the documentation.